We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, our NFL insiders with us. Mike, how is this going to affect the game you guys have Sunday Night Football, the Bucs and Chiefs this weekend?
First of all, let me say hello, and I agree with what you're saying. I've been saying it for years. I don't need to see someone nearly get killed in a hurricane to believe there's a hurricane. I will take their word for it. I know we're at a time where we don't like to believe the media generally. I'll believe it when they tell me a hurricane's coming. I don't need someone out there almost getting killed. And as it relates to what's going on in Tampa, it didn't directly hit Tampa. There was a wobble to the south, as they say. I've been over-consuming news content as it relates to Hurricane Ian. But the NFL said today that if the game can't be played in Tampa because they're using the parking lot for staging area and emergency resources, et cetera, Minnesota is where it will go. They were looking at Minnesota and New Orleans as alternate locations. My wife said last night, very commonsensically, why not just play Chiefs Bucks in Kansas City? And I said, well, kind of a huge swing in home field advantage. You're not only taking away Tampa's, you're giving Kansas City an unwarranted home game, but that really does hurt the Buccaneers. I mean, look, it's secondary to what's going on in Florida, but you're losing a very loud and boisterous home advantage because they're filling that stadium up since Tom Brady's their quarterback.
Why hasn't the NFL moved to make a decision? Do they really believe they can get this game in Tampa?
I think they just wait until the last possible minute. There isn't a whole lot that needs to be done. I'll tell you one thing that needs to be done. All the NBC equipment needs to get to the place where the game is going to be played and televised on Sunday Night Football. So they think they can wait as long as Friday, and I assume that NBC can get the trucks up and everything in place and ready to go to televise the game Sunday night. And they will wait as long as they have to see if they could possibly play the game in Tampa. And I suspect the Buccaneers don't want to pull the plug on potentially playing a game in Tampa until the last possible minute. You wonder how people are even going to be in a position to go enjoy the game if they're cleaning up. But again, Tampa didn't get the direct hit that we thought they were going to get. So I think they want to wait and see what is going on once the storm gets through.
Mike Florio with us. The Steelers are going to play a huge game against the Jets on Sunday, Mike. Really, we think here in Pittsburgh that their season is on the line because if they lose to the lowly Jets at home with the schedule gauntlet ahead of them, they're pretty much screwed. So we're putting a lot of eggs in this week's basket. Now, in your opinion, Mitch Trubisky's going to start. He talked a few hours ago. Do you think the reason why Kenny Pickett is still on the bench is because that ultimately is what Mike Tomlin thinks is best? Or do you think it more comes from Art Rooney where he's saying, Mike, it's my opinion that in his best interest, you make him wait. Let's have him sit the year. What are Mike Florio's thoughts?
My gut feeling is that this is a Tomlin decision and Rooney has yet to trumpet and say, put the rookie out there. And I think it was getting dangerously close for Trubisky going into Thursday night's game. We posted something at PFT a couple of hours before kickoff. There are a lot of people in the building that are ready to turn the page to Pickett, and Trubisky saved himself by doing on Thursday night what he had failed to do in weeks one and two, which is pull the trigger and throw the ball to guys that may not be wide open but are open enough to make the catch. And we saw that. Now, it was the worst possible outcome for the Steelers fans that are clamoring for change because Trubisky did enough to keep playing but not enough to keep winning, and it really wasn't on him. There was a throw to Deontay Johnson late in the game on a third down that I don't think it's fair to call it a drop, but we've seen guys make catches like that. I mean, it wasn't nearly as difficult as the catch George Pickens made in the first half, and that could have changed the outcome of the whole game. But Trubisky played better. The question becomes, can he keep pulling the trigger like he was? And if he fails to do it on Sunday, does Kenny Pickett get inserted into the game? Does Mike Tomlin hear the chanting this time? He claims he didn't hear it in week two. This time it may be even louder. They may want to make sure he hears it. But I agree with you guys. Look, they got Murderer's Row coming up with the Bills, the Bucks, the Dolphins, and the Eagles, and three of those games on the road. They, even if they win Sunday, they may be looking at 2-6 going into the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 7-2 down the stretch to avoid Tomlin's first ever losing season. And I don't know how worried he is about that. I mean, he's got plenty of equity with ownership. The fan base can be fickle at times, though. And if he waits too long to move to Pickett and they end up having a horrible season, that's going to be a tough one for him to explain away.
Mike, what do you make of Trubisky, 10 days ago or so, saying, oh, no, I would love to have more concepts down the field, in the middle of the field, and seemingly putting a lot of their struggles on the coaches through two games? And suddenly today it's a very chastened Mitch Trubisky. Hey, we've got to execute better. The plays are there. What do you make of that dichotomy in his comments 1 week apart?
Well, I think it was unfortunate last week with all those different comments and how it got out of hand and the narrative popped up about getting rid of Matt Canada. And like I told you guys last week, you don't have a backup offensive coordinator. You have a backup quarterback, but not a backup coordinator. It's not going to get any better if you throw Matt Canada overboard in the middle of the season. And someone pointed out to me on Thursday, look, you got guys saying they're open. If they're open, that means the plays are working. It just means the quarterback isn't getting the ball when they're open. If guys aren't open, then the plays aren't working. If guys are open, the plays are working, and it comes down to execution. And it sounds like guys have figured that out in the course of the last week. Now, again, the guy who needs to execute is the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to throw the ball, even if he doesn't think and doesn't see 3 yards of separation. When you have the receivers that he has, you don't need 3 yards of separation. And this may go back to, frankly, his time in Chicago, because I don't think he was blessed with anything even close to what he has in Pittsburgh as it relates to when a guy is open, even if he doesn't look to be open. These guys don't look to be open, but they are, because they'll go get the football if it's anywhere close in their radius.
Mike Florio with us. Mike, can you shed some more light on what you said about how there are people in the Steelers organization who want them to go to Pickett?
Well, I don't know how much more light I can shed on it other than to say it again. I'm not trying to be a smartass.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I mean, because this was a big thing last week going into that Thursday night game. And there were people who were, you know, what the hell? Why are we doing this? Why are we not making the change to Pickett if Trubisky's not throwing the ball when he should? Why are we allowing the offense to stagnate if Trubisky's not going to take what's there? Let's put out the kid who will fling it around and who understands that even if it doesn't look like George Pickens is open, he's open. If it doesn't look like Deontay Johnson's open, he's open. If it doesn't look like Chase Claypool's open, he's open. So, you know, it was a throw late in the game to Pat Freiermuth when they were trying to drive down the field. Well, there were three guys around him from the Cleveland defense, but hey, you get it close and he's going to go catch it. So it was maybe necessary to wake up Trubisky. They just didn't manage to win the game. That's the only bad part about it. It worked. He woke up. But yeah, there are people.
What if he falls back asleep on Sunday, Mike?
Who want to turn the page.
What if he falls back asleep on Sunday against the Jets?
I think that the decision will make itself at that point. Because I think the worst thing Mike Tomlin could have said was he didn't hear the chanting the last time. Like I said earlier, they'll make sure he hears it this time. And, you know, yesterday in his press conference, it was almost like an Eddie Haskell routine. And I know that's a very dated reference, but I'm sure there's at least one other person out there that gets it. But
Donnie, do you get the Eddie Haskell?
Leave it to Beaver.
Leave it. Oh, there you go, Mike. It's a good reference then.
The very obsequious, phony, fake, oh, hi, Mrs. Cleaver, you look great today. He slipped into that. Oh, we love the fans. Oh, whatever the fans think. Oh, we respect what the fans say. Well, baloney, if that was the case, Pickett would already be playing. But, you know, there is a balance there. Like I said last week, this is a business. You can get caught up in the X's and O's and the purity of sport. Bull crap. It's about separating people from their time, their money, and their emotion. And your paying customers are always right. And at some point, you've got to listen to them, period. So are we getting close to that point? Yes, because this is the opportunity this week for Trubisky to cement his status until the bye. I think that whoever is the quarterback, well, I think if Trubisky gets through this week, he's riding it out to the bye. I don't think you throw Pickett in there against the Bucs, Bills, Dolphins, or Eagles. I think you wait until week 9 and give him 2 weeks to get ready to go and just see where they are. So I think this is it. If they don't make the switch this weekend, I think it's Trubisky all the way until the bye. And then, you know, unless they win one or two of these upcoming four games, it very well could be Pickett as of week 10.
Do you think Trubisky's even guaranteed the 60 minutes this weekend?
No, I don't. I think he's got to do what he did on Thursday
night. Like, would they pull the ripcord after one quarter? If it was just a horrible first quarter, they go 3 and out 3 separate times, they squander a short field, do you think it could even be that, Mike, where it's not even a halftime switch and they just say, screw it, go out there and see what you can do?
I think that at the point where the chants become deafening to the point of awkward, that's when it's got to happen. And I know Mike Tomlin is stubborn in a good way, because you can't, you know, as they were saying last Thursday night, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, if you listen too much to what the fans are saying, you eventually sit with them. I get that. At some point, though, they are so loud and so unified that if you don't listen to them, they won't even let you sit with them. You'll be out in your parking, out in the parking lot. So I think that it all depends on what Trubisky does. And again, who knows what would happen last Thursday if he didn't start ripping it down the field. To his credit, somebody must have said to him, you got to start throwing the ball. You got to start taking these chances. And maybe the first few weeks he didn't, because he's thinking, hey, if I start throwing these interceptions 20, 30 yards down the field, they're going to bench me.
I just wish he would have done it for 60 minutes after Flacco went bombs away on that same defense the week before, Mike.
Well, the game got weird in the second half. I still think he was more aggressive than he had been.
Yep.
And again, we don't know the play calls at that point, but you know, that game could have gone either way. So many of these games, the talent is so packed together, and it's a play here, a play there. And they could have won. I thought they were going to win on Thursday. And look, if it's not going well against the Jets, and they're going to see Zach Wilson apparently this weekend.
Yep.
If it's not going well against the Jets, then it's Kenny Pickett time. And it's baptism by blast furnace against the Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, and Eagles, and then the bye week. So I just think they're trying to hold him until the bye week if they can. I also think at some level, because Trubisky's been banged up in the past and missed time, I think at some level they just kind of assumed at some point he gets hurt, and that's how Pickett gets a chance to play. And it just hasn't happened. Remember, that's what happened in 2004 with Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Tommy Maddox got injured. Who knows how long Roethlisberger would have been on the bench that year if Maddox hadn't gotten injured. And we've seen Trubisky miss time in the past. But I think week 9 is the magic number if it doesn't happen in week 4.
Mike, it sounds like you want a do-over on your Steelers to win the AFC North prediction. Is that fair?
There's 14 games left.
Okay. Just asking.
There's 14 more weeks for you to remind me. But look, who knows? The Ravens are better than I thought they were going to be. The Bengals are worse than I thought they were going to be. The Browns, and Browns fans think it's crazy. Some of them, a lot of them, think it's crazy to suggest that if they have 8 or 9 wins when Deshaun Watson comes back, maybe they should just stick with Jacoby Brissett. And they should. But who knows? It's a long season.
Mm-hmm.
These wins matter because, or losses matter because, when we get toward week 18, they loom over what you need to do. Week 16, 17, 18, end of the season type stuff. But all these teams are going to be different by the time we get into the stretch run of the season. So we can go back and look at past records. I think the Colts were 0-3 last year and almost got to the playoffs. I think the Titans were 1-2 and ended up the number one seed in the AFC. A lot of stuff can change and a lot of stuff will change.
Mike, enjoy the games this weekend. West Virginia or New York on Sunday night? What are you doing?
Oh, this week I will be at home, but
nice.
I've got 2 more trips set up. I was back in the studio for the first time since before the pandemic, and it was great to be back. So I'm going to go up a couple times in October, but this week I'm staying home.
You're the best. Mike Florio, Pro
Thanks,
Football
Mike.
Talk.
Thanks,
Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.